wrong, you know? I mean, most of us in this room, maybe not for us, but for so many people. It's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help the back pain.
Mm-hmm. So, have you ever seen that part of you so clearly before?
I've tried, but it's been difficult because I was distracted.
But you saw it just now, even if for a short time. And is it real?
I feel so. I feel, you know.
Well, you're right. It's absolutely real. Only you can say that with final authority. But I have no doubt that it's real, and I would guess that everybody in the room believes it's real and felt something while you were in that intensity. Because I looked around the room and people were having their own experience of you, of your energy.
That's so interesting.
So what I want to suggest to you, and I want you to really listen to me. That's who you are. What you felt, that's who you really are. That empathy, that connectedness, that concern, that intense feelingness, that's who, what's your name?
Jessica.
That's who Jessica truly is. So that's the shortcut. Any meditation you take up can serve two purposes. It can function as a distraction from the pain or even an antidote to the chronic pain. But the ultimate purpose of all meditation, no matter what the initial purpose is or the specific purpose is to take you closer to your real self. So I'm saying to you, you just went there without a meditation, just by relaxing, whatever you did. I don't know what you did, but I said do whatever you have to do, and you did it. So meditation is to take you to closer to the truth of who you really are, closer to your own living intensity. And you were able to do that. So now you know the shortcut. That's where meditation is trying to take you. Whether you take up a meditation practice or not, go there. Start to live from that place. Start to identify with that feeling, that experience, that knowing, that Jessica. The trouble with everything other than the inner truth, whether it's chronic pain, whether it's problems in life, whether it's anxiety, whether it's depression, whether it's circumstances, outside circumstances, whatever it is, the problem isn't the thing itself. The problem is we identify with it. We start to define ourselves through it. We start to own it. What I'm saying to you is start from tonight to own more that inner part that you were able to go to. Start to identify with that and to identify less. I'm not trivializing the pain. I'm not saying the pain doesn't distract you. I'm not saying the pain doesn't grab you. I'm not saying the pain isn't a horrible set of circumstances. But I am saying it is possible to identify with the beautiful truth in you more than with